Hey, greetings. This is Brother Two Post from NoParish.com, John 424 Radio. I want to come to you today and bring you a rather interesting topic. I hope you had a great day. We had an awesome day. I want to talk about rocks to hide them because they hate God. Rocks to hide them because they hate God. Do you know where I'm going for this? You know what I'm talking about here? I want to cover it. My text, my verses for this teaching is mostly going to be Revelation 6. I think I'm going to read the whole chapter to give it the context. But before we read it, I have a question for you. Do you think most people, most everyone, wants to believe in God or has a faith in God, or even the ones that do have faith in God, do you think they really want to be united to God, love God, obey God, be with God? You think that's true? I think the answer per scripture is no. Most people, the answer is no. And I think, like, many people think, well, if people just saw the power of God, they'd believe in God and they'd love God and they'd want God. I'm going to prove to you that's not true according to scripture. My main point for this teaching is that I want you to be aware of the level at which most people actually hate God. They will not repent no matter what is happening, shown to them, no matter what's going on. Because of the proof of God's word. A lot of this is related to the last days, but you know, when you're getting older, it's close to your last days, and as your mortality is coming, people don't usually get closer to God. I've found people get more bitter and hard-hearted to God, towards God, even if they believe in God. We'll talk about that a little bit. So let me read Revelation 6, and we're going to discuss it, okay? Revelation 6. 1 through 17, we'll get the context. And when I saw, when the Lamb opened one of the seals, I heard, and it was a noise of thunder, and one of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and on him, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, "Come and see." And there went out another horse that was red, and the power was given him to the seat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. And when he had opened up the third seal, I heard the third beast say, "Come and see," and behold, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, "A measure of wheat for a penny, and a measures of barley for a penny, and see thou hurt not the oil and the wine." And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, "Come and see." And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and the name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over a fourth part of the earth to kill with a sword, with hunger, with death, and with the beasts of the earth. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried out with a loud voice, saying, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?" And the white robes, yeah, there's those robes, that were given unto every one of them. And it was said unto them that they should rest yet a little season until their servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. And the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as the fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it rolled together, and every mountain island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, here we go now, pay attention, I gave you the context. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and the rocks, "Fall on us, hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? All right, so do you see the context of that? It's the last days. These tribulation times are happening. The wraths and the seals are being released, and people are being killed. And people are asking for the rocks to hide them from God. They obviously believe in God. They know God. These aren't atheists. They're seeing the power of God. They ask for the rocks and the mountains to hide them. Have you noticed something when I read that? It isn't the lowly drunks and the bums. No, what did it say? It's the rich, kings, great men, the rich men, the chief captains, the mighty men, every bondman, and then it says, and every free man. It's everybody that's alive on earth at that time that is not part of the elect. All right, that's what it's talking about. Why are they hiding? Have you pondered this? Why are they hiding? And why do they want the rocks to fall upon them? Well, there's a whole bunch of reasons. We could say they hate God. We could say they don't want to believe in God. They don't want to submit to God. Ultimately, they hate God, and here's what it is, I think. The reason they're fearful and they're hiding is they're in rebellion against God. They don't want to change their rebellion and repent, because what they would have to do is repent. They don't want to repent. They don't want to change their rebellious ways. Ready? They have no sacrifice for their sins. Christ is our sacrifice. He is our high priest. These wicked people know they're an enemy of God. They have no sacrifice for their sins, and the wrath of God is set upon them. And they're crying out to have rocks fall upon them and hide them. You know, I read this. I've known about this verse for a long time, but I just read this the other day. And as we go out and we street witness, and I see these people that hate God, we'll talk about one case. They believe in God. They know of God. They can't deny God, but they hate God. That's what this is talking about here. And it's most people. You know why? Most people are not going to make the kingdom of God. Very few will. You know who's another great example of this? Pharaoh. Yeah, go read in the book of Exodus all about Pharaoh and him and Moses dueling with his magicians. Pharaoh hardened his heart against God. Yeah, God didn't do it. Pharaoh hardened his heart. Then God said, okay, I know he won't let my people go. God knows the future. So he hardened Pharaoh's heart even further as he refused to yield to God. He hated God. When you rebel against God and you're in pride, like Satan, the original sin, he fell because of pride. And what happens? All these people we're talking about, but like Pharaoh, what do they become? A vessel of wrath. Yeah, God's either going to be glorified by your repentance and obedience to Christ, or he's going to be glorified by this. Ready? Romans 9:22. What if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction? Yeah. You rebel against God and you don't want to turn and repent and serve him and know him and obey him, you're going to be a vessel of wrath. These people that were asking for the rocks to fall on them in the last days, that will be asking, they're vessels of wrath. You talk about, well, do they really hate God? Well, Philippians 3:18-19. For many walk, of whom I've told you often, and I now tell you even weeping, they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is their destruction. That ain't good. Whose God is their belly, whose glory is in their shame. They mind earthly things. These are people that love their life. They love the earth. They love their flesh. They either hate God or they hate the ways of God. This is going to be rampant in the last days, and we see it happening right now. And that's why I wanted to talk about this. As you deal with people, whether it's family, friends, relatives, or people that you go out and witness to, think about it. Most people either hate God or have a disdain for God's ways, and they don't want to serve him, and they're in rebellion, and they will be part of the ones crying out for the rocks to hide them. Otherwise, they would repent and serve him. Makes sense, doesn't it? How about in the last days, many will appear to be false? 2 Timothy 3:1-5. This also know, in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Yeah, it said before, they love the things of the world. That makes you an enemy of God, right? James 4:4. Denying the power of thereof, from such turn away. Yeah, it's these kind of people that are going to be alive, and we're in the last days. They're going to be alive in these last days, and these are the people that are willing to defy and rebel against God like a Pharaoh, like these people in Revelation. I see people today. I'm going to tell you about one story. I see them all the time. I'll tell you one story. I'll tell you two stories, actually. How about 2 John 1:7? For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Think about this. There's lots of people, most people, I don't meet many atheists out here. Most people believe in a god or many gods, whether it's Hinduism, New Ageism, or some god of their own fashioning, their own making. But it's not the one true God. It's not the Most High God. And they refuse to bow their knee. They will one day with an iron rod. They refuse to bow their knee to the Most High God because they're antichrist. They know not Christ. They have not the love of Christ. They have not the spirit of Christ. They have the spirit of antichrist. So I hope this is getting you to ponder, again, as you deal with people. Few are going to make it to the kingdom, a puny number per Matthew 7. Many indeed are going to hate God. And when you share the gospel, realize something. People are either going to be drawn to it or they're going to ignore it and hate it. Some you might plant seeds in and they may come around later. But the ultimate result is few are going to make it. Most are going to hate it. As I hand out gospel cards, most people are indifferent or they hate it. A few people appreciate it. Yeah, that's absolutely true. And a key point to remember here, ready? These people crying out for rocks to fall on them. God wants none to perish. 2 Peter 3:9 tells us that. God doesn't want anyone to perish. These people are all doing this like Pharaoh, by their own choice. Hide us from the wrath of the Lamb. They know he's coming. They know he's righteous. They know he's sovereign. They know he's in control. There's nowhere to run and hide, but man, have these rocks fall on us. No, they're not going to be able to hide there either. Let me tell you two quick stories. I was out street preaching, and a man went walking by, and he snarled at me, and he started laughing, and he said, "I'm going to hell gladly." And I said, "Sir, you believe in God, and you're going to, why would you say that?" He goes, "Yep, and I'm going to hell, and I can't wait," he said. And he turned around laughing and mocking. Yeah, he believes in God, but he wants to go to hell. He'll be one of the guys saying, "Hide me from the wrath of this Lamb who I hate and I don't want to serve." Witness to another man not long ago, pulled up to me in his truck, and he was asking me for money for cigarettes, and I don't give money for cigarettes. And I offered him some other help in the gospel, and he said, he threw the card in the back of his truck, and he said, "God hates me." And he was acting like he hated God too, because he said God had not given him a good life, so God hates me. He'll be the kind of guy that will be saying, "Rocks fall on me because he hates God. He's bitter and angry against God." So I want you to ponder that. It's going to change how you view people. Don't be thinking everybody has a good heart for God. Don't be thinking just because people believe in God, they have a good heart for God. Don't be thinking because people go to church, they have a good heart for God. No, many people serve a false God, false Jesus, that is all about them. They idolize themselves and worship a false God. When you worship the true Most High God, you humble yourself by the gospel, his death, burial, and resurrection. You repent because of the shed blood of Christ, and you are born from above, which changes your heart, and now you want to obey the scriptures. You don't fight against obeying scriptures. You're looking for his coming. What a glorious thing, right? We're looking for the Savior to come, and when he comes, we're going to be glorious to see him come, not, "Oh, have the rocks fall on me and hide me." No, that's the enemies of God. That's the people that hate God. That's the false converts that most of the world is made up, or the enemies of God, pure out enemies of God, false converts, or enemies of God. I wanted to give you an interesting side note to all of this. God is telling us in Revelation 6, the people, his enemies, that either believe in God or hate God, in rebellion against God, they want the rocks to hide them. I love this. God the Father takes Moses and protects him as his glory passes by him. In Exodus 33, 20 through 23, read this. And he said, thou cannot see my face, for there shall no man see my face and live. That's probably because of the glory of God would burn you up. And the Lord said, behold, there's a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. Yet God's our rock. Moses was on the rock of God. And it says, and it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in the cliff of a rock, and I will cover thee with my hand while I pass by, and I will take away my hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. A cleft is a hole or a crevice. Isn't that awesome? God protects Moses so he won't be burned up by putting him in a safe place by the rocks, in the rocks, behind rocks. God's enemies, people that hate him, even people that believe in him, will be saying, have rocks fall on us to hide us from the wrath of the Lamb. Yeah, God protects his own people. He is the rock. And the wicked try to hide behind physical rocks. It's going to be futile. It's not going to work. They will be found. They'll be judged. They'll be sent to Satan's resting place and weeping of gnashing of teeth. Hebrews 4:13 says, nothing is hidden from the Lord. He'll find them all. Ponder all of that, will you? They hate God. They want to rebel against God. They want rocks to hide them because they know they can't stand before him. They have no covering for their sin. Hey, I just want to say, if you're listening to this, there's a good chance you're a seeker or you're born of God. That's awesome. I want to encourage you to go read the Bible. Go read the Bible, of course. Read it every day. Seek it and ask the Father for truth. Check out the gospel at don'tperish.com. And I want to encourage you with this verse as I close. James 4, 9 through 10. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Yeah, these people that I'm talking about where they want the rocks to hide them, they're not humbling themselves before God. They're hiding in desperation because they hate God. They won't obey God. They won't repent. But what are we going to do? We're looking for the Lamb's return. We're looking for our Messiah. We're longing to be with him at the marriage supper of the Lamb. I hope that's your heart. I hope that's your life. I hope you seek the kingdom and obey the gospel with all that you are. Let me know how I can help you in that. Thanks for listening. We're getting down the gospel road, getting ready. Close to another event this weekend. Big, big event with lots of people in the streets. We're going to go out and lift up Christ crucified. And we're going to find a lot of people there that will want to be hidden by rocks. Yeah, versus receiving the gospel. But we always find a few people that thank us. Many people take gospel cards. We hope seeds are planted. And that one day they'll submit to the glory of God. They'll be looking for his coming with great anticipation. It's the hope of the world. It's the only hope. And not looking to have rocks hide them, which means they're under the wrath and damnation of God. I love you all. Hope you have a glorious day. Thanks for listening. Let me know I can help you in the faith. May God be praised.